Families of British troops killed in the Iraq war are closing in on their £150,000 target after launching a public campaign to fund legal action against Britain's then Prime Minister Tony Blair. The former British PM has been under pressure since the publication of a controversial Iraq inquiry. The report, known as the Chilcot Inquiry, claims that the UK could have avoided engaging in the deadly war on Iraq. Amina Taylor reports from London.
It was perhaps as much of an apology as Tony Blair was ever going to make. In the wake of the fallout from the Chilcot report, Blair sought to directly address his critics.
I feel deeply and sincerely, in a way that no words can properly convey, the grief and suffering of those who lost ones they loved in Iraq, whether members of our armed forces, the armed forces of other nations, or Iraqis.
This message fell on deaf ears from the Iraq War Families campaign group, who used the Crowd Justice website to call for donations to a fund which would help put the case forward that Blair had committed malfeasance in public office to justify a war that cost 179 British troops their lives. The International Criminal Court, the ICC, had earlier ruled Blair had no case to answer.
There's a sense of simmering anger from campaigning families who are aware that even if they continue to raise enough money to keep Tony Blair's name associated with complicity in taking the country to war, because of cabinet rules, as a former prime minister, Tony Blair has indemnity for all decisions taken whilst in office.
This does not mean that Tony Blair has got off scot-free.
He has indemnity in so much as he doesn't have to pay a penny towards a case. But they can bring a civil case. And as you say, well done to them. They've managed to raise in 2 weeks just over £100,000 now, which actually a lot of the money, sadly, will just go to lawyers to pore over the 2-million-word document to see if there is any case in the first place.
Families of the war dead may have their case strengthened when the House of Commons debates a motion to fine Tony Blair in contempt of Parliament later this year, arguing that the former Prime Minister misled the House when he presented the case for war. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.